This is the Purple Project Podcast, folks. Recording this on February 15th, Tuesday, 2022. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest around K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas, which, of course, that is where I live. Well, this is going to focus on men's basketball, folks, and you gotta take care of home court. Obviously, you're in K-State fans are gonna get sick of me mentioning this, but you got to take advantage of the home court. And Bramlage definitely sounded like it was packed last night, even though it still was not. Obviously, I even predicted that it wasn't gonna be full, but it sounded like it. And K-State, after being down some 10 or 11 points early in the first half, K-State rallied back and then they used that momentum to carry them forward last night's game against West Virginia. And the story, once again, Marquise Noel, who keyed that rally in Ames over last weekend. He did some more in this ball game last night. Again, this will come out tomorrow. Last time recording this last night, Marquise Noel, huge again in the second half of the second straight game, 14 of 21, or I should say he scored 14 of his 21 points in the second half. Mark Smith, another double-double for him in this game. Mark Smith tallied double-double number 7 on the 2021-22 campaign to help get past a pretty much red-hot West Virginia team who couldn't miss at one point, especially in that first half of that ball game. 78-73, we beat West Virginia last night in this one. West Virginia, one point was up, I believe, 11 points in this game in the first half there. K-State, that was critical. K-State made a little push there to end the first half there. They don't make that push there, we could be talking about a different strategy there. But K-State outscored West Virginia in the second half. K-State at one point, I believe they used something like an 18-2 run or a 13-2 run. One of those numbers is right at some point in the ESPN2 telecast last night there. And of course, defense there, Nigel Pack blocked somebody's shot. That was funny to watch there as well. And K-State there, it's kind of, again, all this tournament talk that everybody else been talking about, including this podcast been talking about, mainly Alex, Joe Lenardi's bracket had K-State last 4 out. So I'm like, whoa, that's kind of a little bit surprised, but not really at the same time because of how difficult and good this conference has been. And we are definitely, if K-State does not put a dent to that big lead before halftime, then they could have been in huge trouble. We've seen K-State inconsistent at times there, but finally, K-State got hot at the right time there. And even with West Virginia making all of them baskets last night, K-State was able to answer throughout every spurt that West Virginia threw at them. K-State answered with their own little bit there as well in this one. Despite K-State winning, despite Sherman, 23 points for West Virginia in the ball game there. And, of course, once again, for the second straight game, K-State has 4 guys in double digits. It's pretty much the same guys that did it for them against Iowa State. Of course, led by Marquise Noel's 21 points of 7-11 shooting. 4-6 from downtown. He made some tough shots from downtown and was able to make them. 2 rebounds. Added 3 assists in the game. Your next one down, Mark Smith. Talked about him. Mark Smith, 17-10. 3 of shooting from the field. He was only 3-7 from the 3-7 from the field, but was able to get to the free throw line. When you're able to do that and make shots from free throw line, then you even have a better chance to win the game. Nigel Pack actually had kind of a down game a little bit here. Still got 13 points, 5 of 6, 6 rebounds, a 4 of 15 shooting. Yeah, Nitro struggled last night, but you have Noel to pick up the pieces there. And also Mark Smith off the bench. Ish Mashood. So Ish Mashood, prior to Iowa State, was struggling a little bit. And now, does that Iowa State game carry that momentum for him shooting? Well, that carried for sure. Ish, 1 of 4 from downtown, but 2 of 8 from the field. He was able to get to the free throw line. 13 points for him off the bench. Shelton Miguel also still coming off the bench here, coming off that injury, the ankle injury a few weeks ago. 4 points for him. McGurl, 6 points of 2 of 6. And Davion Bradford, in only 10 minutes of action, he saw 4 points for him. And K-State continues here, this little run here. And for the first time, maybe a good chance to win 3 games in a row. How rarity have we been able to talk about this K-State basketball team, Bruce Weber company, winning more than 2 games. And hopefully Oklahoma coming to town. I have to do some digging on that. I believe it's Saturday, I believe, here. I'm going to double check that to make sure that is correct there as well. Yeah, nope. Looking down here, this is what I'm looking at here. Oh, Oklahoma State, actually. So K-State's next game will be on the road against Oklahoma State at 1 Central Time. Yeah, actually, because K-State beat Iowa State. So, yeah, I'm right. Yeah, so this will be the chance for this basketball team to win 3 games in a row. And we've seen them win 2 games in a row plenty of times. Can they win 3 games in a row? About to find that out on Saturday, as they're going to be going on the road to take on Oklahoma State, who gave them a handful in Bramlage, the first go-around recently for them. Looking at where K-State is now, our guys are all alone now in 6th place at the recording of this podcast. 6-7 now. So a chance, a golden opportunity. Lick your chops. If you're a K-State basketball fan, you're licking your chops and saying, hey, we have an opportunity in front of us to possibly get the 500. When is the last time we were able to say this since the podcast started, the Pro Project podcast started? You're listening to Triple P, Eddie Greer III. Yeah, so 6-7 right now, and you're 14-11. So maybe there is a hope for a chance. Your last 4 out, and again, going on the road where, again, that road dog mentality, hopefully they can do it. It's Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's actually right behind them right now in the 7th spot, 5-8. And they're only, 12-13 overall so far in their campaign as well. So, absolutely huge, huge opportunity for K-State to get the 500. Not only that, and then still have an opportunity to boot. I'm still cautiously optimistic, but You can win on Saturday, then your chances go up even more. You still need that huge win, that upset win that nobody's expecting you to win, that's still out there. Kansas and Texas Tech still lurking out there for K-State yet to come there. But yeah, Oklahoma State, this is an opportunity, I think, the last time, you got to go back. Here, I'm going to go back at the same time. When is the last time K-State's won 3 games in a row here? I mean, yeah, earlier this year, actually, against Green Bay, Nebraska, and McNeese State. Yeah, that's the last time. And that was early on in the year, back in December. So, that's the last time K-State has won 3 games in a row. If they can win on the road in Stillwater on Saturday, I'll be in Stillwater. Not this weekend. Apparently, next weekend, they'll have the opportunity to really, really knock on the doorsteps. And yeah, I mean, the commentators were right. The committee who picks these teams is gonna have a tough decision to make when it comes to the Big 12 and K-State. They gotta take care of business. And again, once again, can they do it against Oklahoma State? So Kansas State, huge win last night at home. Finally, taking care of your business in your own building. Beating West Virginia As I get back to where I was doing, let's see here. I'm going to go back to where I was here real quick. Excuse me. A little Monday Night Basketball here, 78-73 over the Mountaineers. Kansas State now 14-11 on the year, and they go to 6-7 in conference play and lurking for opportunity for another W on Saturday on the road. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. You know where to find us. If you're new to the show, definitely tell your friends. Welcome on board to the Purple Project Podcast. Tell your friends, tell your fellow students, tell your alumni. If you're here in the state or out of state, make sure you spread the word about this podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer III, appreciate y'all. Go Cats! Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books.